Earth Science, 8th grade. Friday, May 1st. Earthquakes. An earthquake is sudden ground movement caused by the sudden release of energy stored in rocks. The earthquake happens when so much stress builds up in the rocks that the rocks rupture. An earthquake's energy is transmitted by seismic waves. Each year, there are more than 150,000 earthquakes strong enough to be felt by people, and 900,000 recorded by seismometers. Causes of earthquakes. Almost all earthquakes occur at plate boundaries. All three boundary types, divergent, convergent, and transform, are prone to earthquake activity. Plate tectonics causes the lithospheric plates to move. As you might imagine, having giant slabs of lithosphere moving about on a spherical shape is not smooth. When stresses build, they first cause the rocks to bend elastically. If the stresses persist, energy continues to build in the rocks. When the stresses are greater than the internal strength of the rocks snap. Although they return to their original shape, the stresses cause the rocks to move to a new position. This movement releases the energy that was stored in the rocks, which creates an earthquake. During an earthquake, the rocks usually move several centimeters, or maybe as much as a few meters. This description of how earthquakes occur is called elastic rebound theory. Page 20. The point where the rock ruptures is usually below the Earth's surface. The point of rupture is called the earthquake's focus. The focus of an earthquake can be shallow, less than 70 kilometers intermediate, 70 to 300 kilometers deep, greater than 300 kilometers. About 75% of earthquakes have a focus in the top 10 to 15 kilometers, 6 to 9 miles, of the crust. Shallow earthquakes cause the most damage because the focus is near the Earth's surface, where people live. Just above the focus on the land surface is the earthquake's epicenter. Seismic waves. Energy is transmitted in waves. Every wave has a high point called a crest and a low point called a trough. The height of a wave from the center line to its crest is its amplitude. The distance between the waves from crest to crest or trough to trough is its wavelength. Page 21. The energy from earthquakes, and also from explosions, travels in waves called seismic waves. Other types of waves transmit other types of energy. For example, sound waves transmit a child's laughter and other sounds. The study of seismic waves is known as seismology. Seismologists use seismic waves to learn about earthquakes and also about the Earth's interior. Seismic waves move outward in all directions away from their source. There are two major types of seismic waves. Body waves travel through the solid body of the Earth from the earthquake's focus throughout the Earth's interior and to the surface. Surface waves just travel along the ground surface. The different types of seismic waves travel at different speeds in different materials. All seismic waves travel through rock, but not all travel through liquid or gas. In an earthquake, body waves are responsible for sharp jolts. Surface waves are responsible for rolling motions. Surface waves do most of the damage in an earthquake. Body waves. There are two types of body waves: primary waves, P waves, and secondary waves, S waves. These waves travel around the Earth's interior. P waves are the fastest at about 6 to 7 kilometers, about 4 miles per second. They are named primary waves because they are the first waves to reach a seismometer. S waves are slower, and so are the second waves to reach a seismometer. Body waves move at different speeds depending on the type of material they are passing through. P waves are longitudinal waves. They move material forward and backward in the same direction that they are traveling. This motion resembles a spring squeezing and unsqueezing. The material returns to its original size and shape after the P wave goes by. For this reason, P waves are not the most damaging earthquake waves. P waves can travel through solids, liquids, and gases. S waves are transverse waves that move up and down. Their oscillations are perpendicular to the direction the wave is traveling. In a rock, this motion produces shear stresses. S waves are about half as fast as P waves, traveling at about 3.5 kilometers or 2 miles per second. S waves can only move through solids because liquids and gases have no shear strength. Surface waves. Surface waves travel along the ground outward from an earthquake's epicenter. Surface waves are the slowest of all seismic waves, traveling at 2.5 kilometers or 1.5 miles per second. There are two types of surface waves. Love waves move side to side, much like a snake. Rayleigh waves move in rolls, like ocean swells. These waves cause objects to rise and fall, while swaying back and forth. These motions cause damage to rigid structures during an earthquake. This concludes the material for Friday, May 1st.